Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our great friend, Dr. Terry Neese, the president of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. And Dr. Kevin Fagan is her good friend and now our friend. He's provost of Northwood University's Texas campus. That's northwood.edu if you want to check out that website. And they're collaborating on teaching women entrepreneurs in Afghanistan and in Rwanda, and Northwood University is doing a great job of educating entrepreneurs and people in the marketplace on free market enterprise types of thinking and entrepreneurship. Terry, Dr. Fagan in the last segment he brought up the word ethics, and as you know, this is something I think we need to do more of. Talk to us about what you've seen in terms of their ethical curriculum.
Well, I think that, you know, as a small business owner myself, you're not successful unless you are being ethical. And ethics is the core and the values that you share in your heart, but it's the core of your business. And so when you're working with entrepreneurs in foreign countries, especially those that have corrupt governments. They are very wise to the knowledge that comes forward on why it's important to be ethical in business. And they also, these particular women, want to take that further and run for office and really get into the public policy part of their country and how their country needs to be ethical. And their government needs to be ethical. And so many of these women...
Dr. Fagan, I've worked all over the world. I've worked in just about every industry there is to work in, serving them as customers, or if not working in the industry myself. And one of the things I've learned is ethics is not black or white. It's gray, isn't it?
Well, certainly. And I think as you talk about small business owners and entrepreneurs, you know, one of the key elements in being an entrepreneur is the element of risk. And it's always there. And the research out there and the experiences that people have in relation to ethics is that's when it gets heightened, is when risk is involved. And so if you're entering into business, small business, being an entrepreneur, and you don't have a code of ethics, a set of values or beliefs, you're running into that risk every single day. And if that's not there to guide you, then the ethical dilemmas and opportunities become magnified even more.
Does it say anything about our society that we have to teach ethics?
Oh, I think it says a lot about our society. But I also think, Jim, what it speaks to is where we are as a society in a global nature now. You know, one could argue that probably for most of society 25 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, that as a whole, not all of society had the different ethical opportunities that do exist today because of the global nature of almost everything. That each individual has an opportunity to be a part of.
How do you, Terry, teach ethics without sounding preachy?
Well, at Northwood University, what we first focus on is the individual. We talk about individual responsibility. That as individuals, each of us should be responsible for every choice we make and the effort that we put into those choices. And so we look at it, if you start with the individual and having that approach is not limited by one's age, gender, race, religion, etc. No matter where you're at, what country, etc., as an individual, you can control your choices and your effort. And so if we focus on that, and then the idea of, as an individual, being a servant leader, your value and importance to society, I think the ethical elements then become part of that developmental plan and the approach that an individual will take.
Dr. Fagan, yeah. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your work. Appreciate your support of my good friend Terry Neese and her work. Thank you so much. That's northwood.edu, folks, if you want to check that out. That's a global footprint university. Terry, last thoughts from you. I appreciate you being here today, too.
Well, it's an addition to what Dr. Fagan is saying. For our women in these war-torn countries, ethics is critical. And in many cases, they are encouraged to be corrupt in their country.
Yeah.
And so for them to make a stand and say, I'm going to be ethical, I'm going to be true to my core values, that's huge.
They have to know how to do it. They have to have courage, too. I've got to wrap it up, Terry. Thank you for being here. Dr. Terry Neese, Dr. Kevin Fagan, I'll have them back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.